great to have a guy who was right in the inner sanctum there last night. Probably would have preferred to play.
Yeah, that's right.
But no doubt he can give us an insight into just how things transpired throughout that New South Wales dressing room. G'day, Trent.
How we going?
Yeah, really well. And, mate, we know you've been in the papers a bit of late, things happening off-field, but I'd imagine you're appreciating the ability to talk footy, and that's what we want to do this morning. Give us an understanding. I mean, it's really key, especially after Andrew Johns' summation of the game after it. Half-time, what was mentioned in the New South Wales sheds about what Laurie and the team wanted to do in the second half?
Yeah, there wasn't, to be honest, there wasn't too much that needed to be said. I think they were excellent that first half. The dominant team, the forwards were running straight through them, playing some footy, which was great to see, and putting some points on the board. But they broke up into their groups, had a bit of a chat amongst themselves, and yeah, just tick their boxes that needed to do at half time. And yeah, there wasn't, to be honest, there wasn't too much that really needed to be said. So I just keep doing what they were doing.
Okay, Trent, let's get to the bare facts of the matter. Was there a mentality of just defending that lead? Was there a mentality of trying to just get across the line to victory and not scoring points?
I don't think so. I think, Loz said at the start of the game, is no matter where they're at on the board, they just want to play footy. So if they're behind or if they're in front, just to keep putting the foot on the throat and keep producing some points. I think that's the style of footy that each individual in that team is capable of doing, is creating something out of nothing. And I don't think so. I think it was just that they gave a team like Queensland opportunities, and you can't do that.
Okay, so when it's unfolding, I'm presuming, I didn't see vision of you down on the bench, I'm presuming you were there. When it's unfolding during the course of that second half, what's the feeling on the bench from New South Wales, from the players coming off, from the players about to go on?
Yeah, it was probably something I've never been able to do before, just to sit where I was and watch an Origin. It was outstanding, to be honest. But when you become a student of the game, I guess, and... That last 6 minutes, I was just watching Thurston and Smith in particular, and I think they get excited when they're behind and they get an opportunity to create a bit of history, and they really slowed it right down and they took control, and it was interesting to watch. But on the other side, being a New South Welshman, it was tough to see. And the boys were shattered at the end of the game, and I know they're gonna hold on to that and take it into Queensland.
You think they stick with the same 17, Trent?
New South Wales?
New South.
Yeah, most definitely. They have to. They were outstanding in game one. I think it was just a few finer details in game two that last night that let them down in those crucial areas. Can't give, like I said, a side like Queensland a sniff like that. They can turn something into nothing. So, I've got a feeling that Oz will stick to the same 17 in case any injuries happen over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Laurie will stick to the same 17. I wouldn't, Trent, and I'd bring in your teammate, Matt Moylan. I mean, your thoughts on that and knowing that the type of guy that he... You talk about...
You got to get rid of someone to bring him in.
Yeah, yeah, either Maloney or Bird. You talk about that mentality that Smith and Thurston had, that they wanted the ball and they got excited about the big moments. Matt Moylan strikes me as that type of player. You play with him, is that right?
Yeah, most definitely. He does. He thrives off that. He loves getting the ball in his hands in those crucial times like he did against Canberra the other week. He's one of those players that can produce magic. So, mate, if he gives a call up from Laws, I'll be very happy for him, especially playing for the Panthers. He deserved that. But, to be honest, I don't feel that there needs to be too many changes. I think he just needs to stick it all to these boys and bring it home.
We addressed what Laurie had to say at halftime. What did he have to say at full-time? Unfortunately, you weren't able to pull out your victory dance, mate, which we were probably looking forward to. And I think he's actually improving, by the way, Trent. But apart from that, hopefully we see it on the weekend for the Panthers. But
comes with practice.
Did Laurie have was he a disappointing tone after the game? Was he up, come on, boys, chins up, we're up to Brisbane for game number three?
Nah, we were all disappointed. It was shattered, and the whole 17, the staff and everyone in the room were shattered. I think it was a great opportunity to wipe them out. Hasn't been done like that for a while, so... yeah, everyone was disappointed. Their heads between their legs, and they were shattered. But what was said as well is that they just got to hold on to that burn, that hurt that they felt last night, and take it into game three.
Obviously, you were called in late with Jack DeBell on suspension. Trent, I don't know whether you got a tip earlier that if he was unsuccessful that you might be in, because mentally, and there's every likelihood that you won't play, but there's that small chance that you will play. So how do you go about preparing yourself mentally for a game like an Origin?
Yeah, you just prepare like you're playing another game, I guess. You go in there with the same mentality and same preparation as if you would any other game. Like I said, there's a slim chance that you might get picked. But on the other side of that, there's a chance you might. So you've got to do everything you possibly can to put yourself in that position, because if it does come around, you're not prepared for it. In a game like that, you get found out real quick.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Trent, you're at the airport. It sounds like you're at...
there's Park.
Some ailing cows wailing behind you, or you're at a mosque. Or...
yes. Sorry, boys, I'm on the bus. We're on our way to the airport. You know, so traffic's a bit hectic at the moment.
Please talk to me.
The boys are carrying on too.
It's never easy doing it on the bus. Trent, good luck on the weekend. Panthers are on a little bit of a roll. And thanks for your summation there for Origin.
Hey, Mom.
Thanks, guys.
Who's that in the back? Who's that?
Regan Campbell-Gillard.
That'll be right.
Oh, okay.
That'll be right. Good on you, mate. Play well.
Good. Thanks, bud.
Trent Merrin there. Never easy. That, in fact, after all these years, the worst, hardest part of blokes doing interviews has been when they're on the team bus going somewhere.
They can't go anywhere.
Copping it from everyone.
Yeah. I'd expect Jonathan Thurston not to play. We didn't get a chance to ask Trent about that. You would expect Jonathan Thurston not to play. The real interest is around Jonathan Thurston's availability at Suncorp for game three.
Yeah.
You'd have to think he's going to play. Yep. There's all the merchandise up there that they're selling by the bucket load.
Hold on to that burn, that hurt. For game number three, I think it's significant. They're the key words from Laurie Daly after that loss in game two.